Cool. So, I've never done one of these, but I see a lot of performers have some form of aftercare in their catalog. I figured I'd make one for my listeners because it's only fair and probably a good thing to have anyway. Now, you're probably thinking, who needs aftercare for audios and scripts? But I do think they're pretty crucial to keeping things in check. I know I can get a little out of hand. It can get kind of fucked up in there sometimes. But this is all just fun audio entertainment. I just want you to know that I care about you guys and gals, and I care deeply for your well-being. If it gets too crazy in any of my audios, please turn them off and take a deep breath. Grab some water and maybe a snack. And if you can, take a step outside and go for a walk. Take a break. Call a friend or family member. Or listen to this audio. Take that deep breath and sip of water. Don't worry about it. It's not laced with anything harmful. I don't want you to start thinking that every drink you'll take is drugged. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not crazy. I don't want to bring on any more stress whatsoever, so enjoy that drink and drink every last drop of it because I need you to get a little more comfortable. Close your eyes if you need to. And if you start drifting away or feel a little out of balance, just relax. I'm here. I want you to know that everything is going to be okay. All these dangerous scenarios of violence and torture are all fiction. I'm not some psychopath in real life with ill intentions. I'm not out there looking to violently rape and torture my listeners. I'm not tapping into your phones or your devices of choice to track you down. The last unknown call you got on your phone wasn't me. I'm not the driver in that car with the tinted windows that drove a little too slow beside you on your walk. Did you check your door? Is it locked? How about your windows? Is there one slightly ajar? How about the garage door? Is there a knife missing in the kitchen drawer? Did you hear that? You ever wake up in the middle of the night with a strange feeling you can't shake off? Maybe you want to go and double check the doors and windows. I just want to make sure you feel safe. Or maybe you're not home. Are you aware of your surroundings? Is there that weird feeling that someone is staring at you from a distance? Maybe they're following you. Are you in a crowded space or are you alone? Take a look around. Look behind you. Maybe we've met once. Maybe you said hi to me just to be friendly a few months ago, or maybe we just simply caught glances at each other briefly on public transits or at the shops. You won't know. You won't know that I'm thinking of you with ill intentions. You won't know that I'm slowly sinking deeper into obsessing over you so much that I will do anything to make you mine. I go home and then masturbate to the thought of taking you away, making you my personal fucking whore. But I don't know, I'm just rambling at this point. We're all just having fun. I'm having fun, and I hope you are too. Anyway, check your locks, drink your water, do what you need to do to get away from the violence because I know it can get overwhelming. Remember, these are just fantasies put together in medium that you can enjoy. Think of it like a really bad horror movie. They're so ridiculous that it's almost unbelievable. take my audios with a grain of salt. Not everything put out there is real. Interpret that as you wish.